Hello, everyone. Jim Abel with OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how our markets closed today. They took a nosedive following the quarterly stocks and prospective plantings report. We'll hear from Justin Lewis with KIS Futures about what moved the markets today. Justin?
Grain futures were sharply lower across the board today following the USDA quarterly stocks and prospective plantings report. We had corn the limit down in the first 3 months. May was down 40 at 695 and a quarter. July was down 40 as well at 676, and then the new crop SEP was down 40 cents at 563, while diesel was only down 32.5. Soybeans were down about anywhere from about 30 to 50 cents, depending on where you're at. The new crop November beans were down 26 and 3 quarters at 1251.5. And then your wheat futures were down both in Kansas City and Chicago, around 40 to 45 cents, with Kansas City July closing down 46 and 3 quarters at 732 and a quarter. Take a look at the prospective plantings part of the report. Corn came in at 97.3 million acres. That was right in line with expectations of 97.3 million acres. Soybeans dropped. They were 77.1 million. The average estimate was 78.5 million. So that was about 1.4 million acres less than they were anticipating. So that's even just a little bit bullish. If you look at all wheat future or all wheat plantings, it was 56.4. That was also right in line with the average guess of 56.4. And then cotton acres came in at 10 million acres, and they were looking for 10.8, so a bit bullish for cotton. Now, looking at the quarterly grain stocks, this is where the numbers get really negative here. Corn quarterly stocks as of March 1st were 5.39 billion bushels. They were looking for just over 5 billion bushels, so it was about 390 million bushels more than we thought, and that was where we got the big negative number and hence the limit down today. Soybeans came in at just at 1 billion. They were looking for 947 million, so it was about 53 million higher than the estimate. And wheat came in at 1.23 billion bushels. They were looking for 1.17. So that was a little bit bearish there too. Overall, just an overall negative tone for the old crop futures, and just a little bit negative for new crop. From here, you know, since we're limit down today with a relatively large number of sell orders, that limit down, what we'll likely see is a little bit lower Sunday night. And start the week off next week.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Looking at how the markets closed on Thursday afternoon, Kansas City May wheat was down 47 and a quarter points at 726 and three quarters. July contract off 46 and three quarters at 732 and one quarter. And the September contract finished the day down 46 and a quarter points at 743 and three quarters. On the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat contract closed down 49 points at 687 and three quarters. And the July contract was down 45 cents at 691 even. Looking at the row crops, they had a bad day as well. The corn futures were down. The May contract on the Chicago board down 40 cents at 695 and a quarter. July contract down limit as well at 676. And September contract limit down to 40 cents at 563 even. May soybeans down 49 cents on Thursday afternoon at 1404 and three quarters. And the July contract off 45 and a half cents at 1385 and one half. That's a look at how your markets closed on this Thursday afternoon. Make it a great weekend, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Abel on the Radio Oklahoma Network.